The other day, Google announced it will gradually bring offline access to Gmail. Reporter Stephen Shanklin wrote a guide to the new service, and he's here now to talk about how it works. Hi, Stephen.
Hi there.
So, this new offline access, can people use it right away?
Well, yes and no. Once it arrives at your account, you can use it. And after you set it up, you can use it. But Google's phasing it in. It's not a one switch they flip and everybody has access to it. And for example, it's only available for English speakers. And I got an email from somebody in Australia. It's not available there too. So clearly it's gradually arriving. But if you're in the UK or the US, it looks like you should either have it now or in the next day or two.
And what kind of setup is involved?
It's not hard, but you definitely have to go through a couple of steps. The biggest one probably is that you have to install a Google software package called Gears. And Gears lets your web browser store data locally on your computer, which is, guess what, exactly what Gmail Offline needs to do. It needs to store a big cache of all your emails and attachments on your computer. So the first thing you do when you're installing the software is you go to the Google Labs section of Gmail. And the first item you can pick there is offline Gmail. You select that, and then it'll turn that on, and then you have to go through an installation process that'll install Gears, and then the last stage is it synchronizes your inbox, the online version at Google and the one on your PC.
So then after you sync it up the one time, do you have to manually sync your Gmail, or does that happen automatically down the road?
It happens automatically. Once you've enabled the feature, it stays synchronized. And the software is clever enough to figure out when you've gone offline. So you don't have to tell Gmail, no, I'm heading offline, or likewise, you don't have to tell it that you just got back online. One thing you can do manually is if you're in a coffee shop with a lousy internet connection or a trade show with a whole lot of other people trying to hog the same wireless network, you can set it into flaky connection mode, which is sort of an intermediate online offline version. And that's a manual setting, but mostly you can just ignore it and let it work in the background.
So what's the interface like? Is it exactly the same? It would look like you're working in your web browser?
Yes, you have your web browser, and if you use Gmail, it looks just the same as using Gmail. There are some differences, however. There are a few points. The first is you can't create a new mail with an attachment. You can create a new mail, but not if you want to attach an attachment to it.
And it'll just hold it in the queue until you're back online to send it?
If you create a new mail, you hit the send button and it'll queue it up. And then once the network is back, it'll actually deliver the mail. Another difference, you can't use your contacts tab. So you can't create a new mailing list or update somebody's phone number or whatever else you want to do in Gmail contacts. However, the autocomplete does work. So if you create a new email and then start typing your friend's name, it will start suggesting email addresses for Bill Jones or whatever name you're typing.
And there's a limit, a message limit as well, right? So you can't access your whole
That's
inbox.
Right. It's optimized for 10,000 or so emails, Google says. So if you have more than that, then you're not going to see them all. It caches the ones you've used most recently and the ones that have arrived most recently. And also, if you clicked on any of your labels, so, for example, if you have one label called family or something for labeling emails from family members, if you click on that email when you're online, then Gmail will know to cache all of your messages that are labeled family because you have shown an interest in that. That also applies to search and conversation view. So if you've had a long conversation that spans, months and months, it'll show the emails in that conversation that it's cached, but if they're ones that aren't in that conversation, then it won't show those. And also with search, if you do a search, it will show only the ones in the cache.
How does all this new functionality make Gmail stack up against other email programs now, like Outlook, Hotmail, Yahoo Mail?
Well, it makes it, I think, a lot more compelling as a web-based email offering. So there are, of course, any number of ways that you can tap into your web email with Outlook or with Mozilla Thunderbird or whatever kind of client software you install on your computer. But this is a web-based interface. And so if you like Gmail's interface or if you just don't want to learn a new one or don't want to install new software, this is a relatively easy way to do it. So it definitely bridges the online-offline world a lot more gracefully than some. Yahoo has Yahoo Mail and a separate service called Zimbra. Zimbra works offline. Yahoo Mail doesn't. Microsoft has Hotmail, and then it has, you know, if you're a corporate customer, there's Exchange that works with Outlook. And, you know, again, that's kind of a, you know, if you're a consumer, there's Hotmail, and if you're a business, there's Outlook and Exchange. And so, you know, some of those competitors have two answers for what Google has one answer for.
Do you expect that'll change soon?
It's hard to say exactly what's going to happen with the other services, but clearly there's a lot of work to make web applications a lot more robust. And, you know, the disappearing network is a big complication for web applications. One of the interesting things in HTML5, that's a new version of the standard that people use to write web pages, there is a component of that that governs data access when you're offline. So it's kind of, it reproduces some of the function of gears. So if that standard catches on and browsers support it, then it'll be a lot easier to do offline web applications, even if you don't install Google Gears.
Going back to Gmail for a second, is this a complete rollout, or are they continuing to work on these features? Or
oh yeah, they're definitely continuing to work on it. This is still an experimental feature, so it's in Gmail Labs. It's not a fully baked option. You have to specifically enable it.
Great. Well, thanks for coming in, Stephen.
Thank you.
That was Stephen Shanklin. You can check out his step-by-step setup guide for more details. I'm Jen Gavin, and that's your podcast for today. Head over to CNET News for all the latest on the tech industry. For now, thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.